We pray. Lord, you are the bread of life. Feed us, lead us, and guide us to the power of your word, that we too might rejoice in your presence. Bless us as we look at your word, and your word speaks to us this day. Help us to see that we have a wonderful message to share and proclaim. And so, may your Spirit descend upon us now as we share together in your word. Amen. Today we bring our five-part series to a close with the fifth reality, that of diversity. Yes, we've talked about change, mission, stewardship, and social issues. And now we turn to the fifth, the reality of diversity. And we live in a time in which we have a great deal of diversity. Our lives are always surrounded by all kinds of things that are happening. And so we find ourselves sometimes trying to figure out where we fit in with all the diversity we see around us. Truth is that our diversity has led us to a place where we have blurred many lines, including where we stand in our religious beliefs and traditions. Some want to argue that the day of denominations is past. Christians need to consolidate their resources and their influence. This would be better for all churches. And for probably more than 20 years, some mainstream denominations have been moving in that direction. It has led to mergers of parishes in the same community and area. It also has created conflict and tensions for churches and their members. As I have been able to begin to travel around Greeley quite a bit these days, I've noticed that we have a few churches. Actually, I was struck by how many churches I keep coming upon. And you see, the reality is all of these churches have a place in the community. And so as we think about all of these kind of things with the great diversity and blurring the lines and everything, will local congregations be willing to give up their traditions and their parochial focus in order to unify with other churches? Because it doesn't really matter what we believe as long as we all believe. That seems to be the new cry in America today. How untrue. Model of the church. But what about the focus on the real message of the church? The gospel. More than 500 years ago, a man nailed 95 theses on a church door for the sake of the gospel. Tenets of our Christian faith. His concern when Luther nailed those 95 theses was about doctrine, about the Word of God, and where it fits in each one of our lives. Over the centuries, yes, we have moved various places, and there have been a great deal of diversity that has grown out of all of that. Diversity of what doctrine should be and say. As Lutherans, we need to be clear with our message. And our message is about six chief parts. the Ten Commandments, Apostles' Creed, Lord's Prayer, the two sacraments, Holy Baptism and Lord's Supper, and the office of keys and confession. Each of these centered on the Word of God. But we don't have to just go 500 years back. Let's go further back. If you look at our epistle reading from Ephesians chapter 5, Paul is writing about unity in the body of Christ. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And then the key phrase in all of this, there is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One faith, one Lord, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, in all, and through all. We cannot forget this key point. It's important for us to see ourselves in light of that as we live out our lives in this 21st century. Paul is talking about speaking the truth in love, growing in every way into Christ, who is the head of the church, who is the head of the body. The reality is that the message of the gospel is not diverse. It is simple, it is plain, and it is the truth on which we ought to build our lives. There is one body, there is one Spirit, and we have been called to one hope. And we need to live in the power of that hope for our lives. Unfortunately, we live in a time of great diversity. And in this diversity, we have come to ignore the truth. We want truth to be whatever we make it. And yet, the message of the gospel is simple. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all. Go to the Gospel. All these lessons fit in so beautifully with what we're talking about today, because in the Old Testament there you see the children of Israel, yes, out in the wilderness, and guess what? They're grumbling because it doesn't go the way they want it to go. But who's in charge? God is. He gives them that bread that comes from heaven. And then we go to the gospel, and what happens? He feeds all these people, and then what do they want? They want that bread that fills them up. And so oftentimes in the world in which we live, that's what people seek. To be fed, to have all these things, when only one thing is really needful, and that is to know Jesus Christ, to know what He has done for us. The sermon hymn, which I know is sometimes difficult to sing, is a really great hymn about the bread of life. I am the bread of life. How often do we in our smug surroundings realize that we're too busy chasing after the wrong things? Our diversity leads us to all kinds of places, and it blurs the lines, and we lose our focus. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. I am the life. He who believes in me, even if he dies, he shall live. What greater message do you and I have to live our lives on? To be fed on the real bread of life. In Him we lose nothing, we gain everything. And too often we live in such a diverse world with all the diversity that oftentimes waters down the simple message, the simple truth of the gospel. And the reality that there are a lot of people who are perishing because they seek after the wrong bread. They want to be filled. But they don't know the very power of Jesus Christ, the resurrection, the life. And when we put our faith, our hope, our trust in Him, we have an eternal future. Hermann Guckel, in his book, My Hand in His, tells of an elderly man on his deathbed. He calls his family to him to be with him. It's a Saturday afternoon. His one son is a pastor. As they sit around his bed, he calls his son over and he says, "Son, you need to go home. You need to preach the gospel to people. If I should die while you're gone, you know where I'll be." That's a simple faith. To know where we will be. A faith that is built on the realization of what Christ has accomplished for us. And what a message it is when a loved one or a friend dies. And we can simply say we know where they will be. Because eternal life is real. This life in this world will come to an end. And what we need to be fed, not just the bread that sustains us for this daily life and for our daily living, but that it is the bread that sustains us into an eternal future. Too often our focus is on so many different things. We get wrapped up in the rat race we call life. And we blur things to the point that we lose the real point of living. Our God sent His Son so that you and I might have life in His name. What more powerful message do we have? We are here to serve one another. We are here to be fed with the bread of life. And the reality is that Satan loves it when we lose sight of Christ. Too often, this is affecting many of our churches. It's affecting many of our lives. Because we haven't really focused on the one thing necessary, the bread of life that came down from heaven. And to be fed on that bread day in and day out. Jesus is the living bread. Sent into our world so that you and I would have life. And that you and I could live with the assurance of the fullness of that sacrifice. Yes, we've looked at change. We've talked about mission. We've talked about stewardship, social issues, and now diversity. And all of those things are the reality that we must face day in and day out in our lives. And yet we need to then really focus on what the one thing is that we need to overcome all of these things that surround our lives, and that is to be fed on the bread of life. In Him, we have life. That's a certainty. It's a simple message. And we've got to stop blurring the message of Christ. We've got to live in the power of His grace, His love, and His mercy, and to love one another in the power of His love for us. Yes, Diversity is real. But the bread of life is even more real. Live and be fed on that bread. Amen.